Dr. Alex Smats here on why dairy is not beneficial to the human body. So to start off with, dairy comes from the udder of a cow, or the teat, the nipple. And we know that almost all creatures on planet Earth drink the milk of their mothers. In the same way that calves drink cow's milk, human babies drink mother's breast milk. And we know that the human pancreas and intestine stops producing the enzymes required to digest milk after about the age of 2.5 to 3 years of age. More than 70 or 80% of the population does not produce this enzyme anymore. There are a few select people who have mutated this gene to digest milk, but they only mutated this gene in their culture because of forced milk drinking from a very young age. And this is a kind of adaptation, but typically we are not meant to drink milk after the age of about 2.5 to 3 years of age, let alone the milk of another species. Now, although some people might argue that, you know, most foods aren't species specific that we eat, and yes, that is true, and that is what this whole program is for. This program is to introduce you back to the old ways of a species specific diet, which is fruits and vegetables. That is the food that is natural to our species, to Homo sapiens: fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and herbs. Coming back to dairy, when we look at it in terms of simple cause and effect, with the topic or the issue of species-specific food put aside for a moment, we realize that the cause and effect relationship of dairy is one that generates a lot of mucus. And in these times of COVID-19, a world pandemic of acute respiratory syndrome, now, for those of you who do not know, COVID-19 or coronavirus, this particular version of it is almost exactly the same as SARS, which affected us in 2003. So this virus is almost exactly the same in structure and in how it attacks the body. It attacks the lungs or the respiratory system. Now, we know from Chinese medicine, dietary medicine, as well as modern nutritional medicine, that all dairy produces mucus in the lungs. Different foods produce mucus in different organ structures, different organ systems. But dairy specifically produces mucus in the lungs. Now, as far as I understand it, it is because of the high water content of dairy. So dairy is actually quite high in water. Your skim milk, your milk, is much higher in water than it is the fat and the proteins. But it carries fats and proteins of a very high molecular weight. What does that mean? Proteins and fats of a high molecular weight means that they have very strong bonds between the individual molecules. Now you might further ask, what does that mean? That means that the protein and the fat in the milk is very heavy. It has a heavy weight, a large gravity, which puts a lot of strain on our internal organs to break these bonds, to break these things up. The human body is naturally very light. We are made up of mostly water, 75% water by mass and 99% water by number of molecules in the body. So if you count and you line up all the number of different molecules in the body, water makes up 99% of all the molecules. So we're actually mostly water. Now, when you throw large proteins and large fats into the mix with water, where do they accumulate? In the lungs. Because the lungs are the primary detox organ, and we detox through exhalation, through exhaling, through breathing out. So if there's a lot of water in the diet, the body's first mechanism to detox is the lungs, then the skin, then the kidneys, and then the intestines. So when we consume dairy, whether it is in the form of milk, yogurt, or cheese, obviously becoming more dense, respectively, when we consume something as fatty and proteinaceous and dehydrated as cheese, we develop pure mucus. So the grading of mucus is relative to the viscosity, which means the density or the thickness. So the thicker the dairy substance, the more mucus it produces. So I urge you in this time of worldwide pandemic respiratory disease, cut out all dairy from your diet. Remove it. Do not consume it any longer. It is going to, and I don't mean to create fear in you now. This is not a message of fear. This is a message of education and information and empowerment. You are now becoming empowered with this information. You have a choice, a conscious choice. And I urge you to make the choice of removing dairy from your diet completely at this time, because it will invariably generate mucus in the lungs, which creates obstruction. And COVID-19 attacks the cells of the lungs, the type 2 pneumocytes, which are a kind of cell in the lungs. And it thrives off of mucus, because all viruses are made up of protein and they require protein to replicate themselves. So if you consume a high protein substance, you're going to be feeding the virus. So I hope that's been helpful, and have a great day. Good luck. Keep warm. Keep fasting. Keep dry. Dry fast as much as you can. Drink water when you're thirsty. Eat more fruits, more vegetables to satiate those cravings. But really now you want to be in a time of predominantly fasting. The less time you eat, the more time you have to spend with family and friends, doing things, playing games, laughing, sharing, reading stories. There's all kinds of things you can do with the time that you would be spending eating.